Welcome to the SFIA Alien Civilization series. This one began as a spin-off of our looks at the Fermi Paradox, the big question of where all the aliens seem to be hiding. As I've often noted that where Fermi Paradox solutions go, you basically always have two fundamental camps. The first being reasons why intelligent life might be so rare or short-existing that we just hadn't seen them yet is more the focus of our Fermi Paradox Great Filter series. This essentially places the reasoning on more physical causes like biology and physics, and asks what might limit how many worlds could have life, or what barriers the evolutionary pathway to intelligence might face, or what sort of weapons or space engines might cause us to blow ourselves up or be unable to colonize space. But the second, that alien life might be plentiful, but we just aren't seeing or recognizing them for some reason, generally revolves more around the psychological, and we often turn to examples of behaviors from aliens in science fiction to find answers. I'd observed before that most of these motivations really didn't make much sense on inspection, and that many honestly seemed downright stupid, hence our first episode, Stupid Aliens, which was also our first episode of 2017. I followed that up the next week with an episode looking at first contact scenarios with aliens, and to date, it's the only episode that doesn't follow the series formula of being something aliens, with episodes after that being crazy aliens, cryptic aliens, dead aliens, hidden aliens, smug aliens, ancient aliens, parasitic aliens, secret aliens, invasive aliens, and most recently, aloof aliens, which aired a couple of days before I wrote this introduction. That comes to mind as the next installment, which I drafted up last week, was going to be Airgun Aliens, but as I got to writing it, I wasn't happy with the script, and after talking it over with the crew, decided to instead make an episode titled Welcome to the Galactic Community, which ought to come out near the end of 2019. Probably appropriately, it's the effective sequel to First Contact, our only other episode breaking the Something Aliens format. But our cover artist, Jacob Grigor, made a rather tongue-in-cheek cover for Stupid Aliens near the beginning of the series, and also for that third episode, Crazy Aliens, and it rather caught on and influenced the series. We keep the topic serious, of course, but with so many references to science fiction, and so much focused on how such behavior wouldn't really make sense and be rather laughable in practice, the entire series tends to be more on the lighthearted and fun side, and tends to be among my favorites to write. Apparently the audience agrees, as it's one of our most popular series, and I hope as you listen through, you'll enjoy it just as much.